You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hi, and welcome to The Compass, the podcast documenting the struggles of life as an artist. I'm Leah Walsh. Hi, guys. I have a mini episode today because I realized that The Compass has been out for a full year now. I missed the anniversary by a week, but here it is. So I'm saving the guest I recorded this week for next week. Right now, I'd like to share a few thoughts, as well as a reading from one of the books on my late summer reading list recommended by guests, Catching the Big Fish by David Lynch. Also, a short piece by one of my favorite playwrights, John Patrick Shanley, which has been a touchstone for me for the past 10 and a half years. Please, if you've enjoyed the podcast over the past year, if you could take a moment and rate it on iTunes or leave a review or like the Facebook page, it would really help other listeners to find it, and I would appreciate it. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this special one-year anniversary mini-episode of The Compass. So I was thinking I had put out the first episode last year at the end of August. And then I checked, and it was August 12th, which has already passed. So here we are a year later, and I just have to say thank you for listening. Thank you to all the amazing artists who have been guests. Welcome to The Compass, the podcast documenting the lives of artists looking for balance in a business that doesn't give them much control. What do they do to keep themselves from going to the dark side? How do they find balance in their lives when they're making work but not necessarily making their entire living from it? This is a space for these conversations with my peers. I need to hear their perspectives because I'm struggling through the same challenges. I can't say that all the questions I had this time last year have been resolved. They still engulf me every other day, but this podcast has given me a much-needed anchor. And the responses saying it's been helpful to others has given me so much hope. The people who I have interviewed have definitely helped me and have helped others with their observations, their small daily tools, and huge life questions. Thank you for sharing your stories and your good and bad times with me. It has kept things in perspective over this last long year. Also, I look at the over 40 artists I've had on and the long list that I have yet to have on, and I'm just extremely grateful for the community I've found over the past 15 years. I'm very lucky to call these people friends and colleagues. Thank you. This is a short reading from Catching the Big Fish by filmmaker David Lynch, which Dion Mujicito recommended in his episode recently. These sections are titled Desire and Success and Failure. Desire for an idea is like bait. When you're fishing, you have to have patience. You bait your hook, and then you wait. The desire is the bait that pulls those fish in, those ideas. The beautiful thing is that when you catch one fish that you love, even if it's a little fish, a fragment of an idea, that fish will draw in other fish, and they'll hook onto it. Then you're on your way. Soon there are more and more and more fragments, and the whole thing emerges. But it starts with desire. Success and failure. In some ways, the more films you've done, the easier it is to make one. You become familiar with the process of catching an idea and translating that idea. You understand the tools and the lighting. You understand the whole process. You've been through it before. But it's also harder, because when you release another film, it's seen in context of what you've already done. It's going to be judged based on that. And if you've just come off something successful, you feel that you may take the fall. But if you come down from something very low, as I did after Dune, there may be zero fear. You feel you can't get any lower. You may experience this euphoria and freedom that you have nothing to lose. You have to learn to find balance in success and failure. Success can kill you just as failure can. And the only way to have balance in success and failure is to function on that unified field level. There's your friend. You can't fake it. You're either in the field or you're not. And when that field is fully enlivened, you can't lose, no matter what happens. And with the unified field, he's referencing transcendental meditation, which is also the subject of this book. In my first year at Juilliard, I worked on Savage in Limbo by John Patrick Chanley with our acting teacher, Richard Feldman. This piece was the introduction to the collection of plays that Savage appears in. In the third scene of The Dreamer Examines His Pillow, Dad says, "The individual life is a dream." For me personally, this is a most moving idea. It frees me from my fear of death, it puts my ego where it belongs, in a place of secondary importance. It binds me to the human race, and it binds the race itself to the atoms and the stars. Who am I? This is a courageous question. As a writer and as a man, I am involved in one central struggle, to discover and accept who I am. I believe all fear has its roots in denial. I have, at one time or another, denied everything. Every fact of my specific self. My parents, my Bronx origin, my Americanness, my Irishness, my appetites, my morality, my need for love and acceptance, my jealousy, my violence, my anger. I am not a courageous person by nature. I have simply discovered that at certain key moments in this life, you must find courage in yourself in order to move forward and live. It is like a muscle, and it must be exercised first a little and then more and more. All the really exciting things possible during the course of a lifetime require a little more courage than we currently have. A deep breath and a leap. Writing is acting, is directing, is living your life. I have told you the things I have just told you so that you would know something of my approach to playwriting. I see no difference between writing a play and living my life. The same things that make a moment in my life succeed, combust, move, these same things make a moment in my playwriting have life. And when I move in my writing, I have moved in my life. There is no illusion. It is all the same thing. Acting is the same as playwriting. Thank you for listening to the Compass Podcast. I'm Leah Walsh. More episodes are coming soon. Please look for us on Facebook and iTunes. I'd like to thank the following people for their generosity. The Compass cover art is by Kim Miller, music by Brendan Spieth, audio assistance from Nick Choksi, and a special thanks to Frankie J. Alvarez. See you next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.